Oh, yes. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. Another one-hit wonder. Not bad.
Yeah. Fine.
Perfectly fine.
Second place, I would say, is probably the Pina Colada song. That is a very good song. It's just you have to be in the right mood for it.
That's your number two
one-hit
wonder?
It's got a Cape Cod flair, so that would put that number two.
That song's so great. If you want to cheat on your wife, put an ad in the paper.
Is Ice Ice Baby anywhere?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Sure. Although he had
it's
the
like non-original.
He had the ninja rap, so it's. I mean, that was kind of the follow-up, you know? Go ninja, go ninja, go. Truer words have never been spoken. That Rupert Holmes song is so great. So I was cheating on my lady, and she was cheating on me, and we're both cheating all around, and then we ran into each other, and we said, we both like cheating on each other.
Now, I might also hear Warren G regulate. Warren G probably had more than one hit.
Yeah, he
underrated
had
catalog.
DJ.
No, but that wasn't anywhere. That wasn't a hit.
Oh, it was a hit.
No. Regulate was a hit.
Go DJ.
I've never heard Go DJ.
Or this DJ.
But then again, I'm not the market for that. But Warren G, actually, that era of rap I liked.
Yeah.
I did like it. And Warren, yeah, Regulate's fantastic. That's Snoop's like cousin, right?
Yeah, they're somehow connected.
Warren G. All right.
And Nate Dogg.
Yes, and of course, Nate Dogg. That was a good era of rap music. But I will say, we've got the ESPYs on tonight. And I know that the, Drake May is up for Male Athlete of the Year. He's not going to. It's going to be. I'm telling you, I'm predicting it right now. It's going to be a New York Knicks jerk fest. Anything that they're up for, they're going to win.
I'm not sure you can.
They're going to get up there. I'm sure you could say that. It's a bunch of jerks. They're a bunch of jerks.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Yeah. It's a bunch of jerk fest. By the way, when I was talking about the Alyssa Liu, who's up for sports person of the year, or whatever. I was describing it to you guys because I didn't think you remembered who it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's the she did an awesome job in the Olympics. And she had the piercing that went, it was like in like up beneath her lip, like between her teeth and her lip. I'd never seen it before. And I got this text. Alyssa Liu is not just an Olympian. She won the gold medal the first time for an American woman since 2002. Yet you focus on her piercings. Show some respect.
Really?
And don't be a caveman.
Jeez, Rich, come on.
I'm trying to describe you.
It's 2026, Rich.
You got to remember that. I thought she was awesome. She was great because she like honestly seemed like there was nothing was stressful at all.
Yeah.
Like whatever she. Kind of guru that she went to, or
she had an interesting upbringing. Like her career was kind of like she was so great early in her career, and then it just got to be not fun for her. The sport didn't do much for her, and then I believe she found kind of a new re-energized approach to it, and that's what made her mentally, I think, in a different headspace than she was earlier in her career.
Yeah, don't speak about her like a caveman like that, Ted. A caveman. Speaking to like that. But the ESPYs are something that, you know, as I said, it's, you know, this is the one day of the year that they do it. It's after the All-Star break. It's usually when there's no sports on. At least there's the World Cup today. I have never been to an ESPYs, but there is somebody in this room who indeed has been to the ESPYs and not just been to the ESPYs. Am I wrong, Ted, in saying that you may have been on stage at the ESPYs?
I was.
Whoa.
Yeah, 2003.
Was that like the first ESPYs ever? When did they start?
I'm not sure, but it was fairly new.
Were you excited to go? Or were you like,
I loved it.
Oh, really?
I loved it. So just, you know, a quick recap. I mean, I got to hang out with Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson. They were at least at the party we were at. We stayed at the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Oh, wow.
A famous hotel.
What do you mean hang out? Like you actually like had beers with Vince Vaughn?
Dude, yeah. Yeah. And this was just after Wedding Crashers, I believe.
And by the way, people don't remember how massive Wedding Crashers was.
Huge,
like
huge,
that's when
huge.
People used to go to the movies to see comedies.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I was in it was interesting. You leave the room where they're doing the event, and you go to the bathroom. They bring somebody in to sit in your seat, so it always
seat
looks
fillers, baby.
And
wow.
I was in there taking a leak. Look over, and there's Billy Bush. Billy Bush looks at me and goes, Ted Johnson? I'm the biggest fan. I guess he's from the area. I didn't know that. Billy Bush was a big fan.
Were you there? Now, I take it that's because that year the Patriots are probably up for a million awards.
I think we're up for best team, and I was trying to find it. That was the year we beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl. William McGinnis. I'd never seen anything like it. The respect that was showed to Willie Max from L.A. And believe it or not, high school football in L.A. is kind of a big deal.
Really?
Yeah. And he went to a local high school, and he was a big star, not only there, but also at USC.
Yeah.
And so I remember Denzel Washington come walking by Willie, and giving him his respect. That was, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, that's cool. Like, yeah, out of really all the people cool. that you saw, I would think that Denzel would be one of the few that I would be like, awesome. Okay, you're larger than life.
And then that year, the host of it was Jamie Foxx, and he did a fantastic job. Another highlight, if you have that that song, he serenaded Serena Williams. Do you guys remember this this serenade?
Serena, this song is dedicated to you, and it's simply named. It's coming out on the ESPN record, so make sure you go get that as soon as you can. It's called Can I Be Your Tennis Ball?
Can I be your tennis ball?
Can I be your tennis ball? Tennis ball, tennis ball. You can smack me up against the wall, baby. Do it slow or do it fast. Can I fit inside your...
So you got the highlights.
Show some respect to Serena Williams.
Me too. Me too.
That's good, Sis. That's good. But you get the point. It goes on.
He's
and
so
on
talented.
And on. Do you guys want to maybe guess?
Yeah, let me guess.
Real quick. Let's do.
Well, first of all, hang on. So you guys won that year, right?
Best team.
Best team.
03 or 04 would be.
It was the '04 calendar, but it was about the '03 team.
Who goes on stage? Because obviously the whole team didn't go.
No, the captains.
Okay,
so the captains got invited.
Okay,
there's like seven.
So that is you, Willie Mack, Brady. Remind me else. Who else?
Teddy,
was...
Tom.
Okay, yeah, Bruschi and
was Lawyer maybe.
Okay, and you're all and you all go up
on
stage.
All go up on stage.
Rodney,
Larry Izzo. Was Rodney? Yeah. Well, Rodney was here for, you know what? It was Rodney, not Lawyer, because Rodney came in.
Is Brady with Moynihan at the time?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. He was long past Tara Reid by that.
Yeah,
time,
oh yeah,
right?
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so it was the captains that got invited. I think there were seven or eight of us that got to go out to this event. It was awesome, man. I had the best time ever. But if you, some of the categories, if you can guess, best NFL player, 2003. You have a guess for who best NFL player is?
Okay, in 2003, I mean, okay, well, then obviously isn't any. It's
I mean,
not
it could have been Brady, yeah.
It's not, if you say it's tough. Oh, man, 2003, yeah, yeah. Peyton,
okay, what do you think?
So now I said Michael Vick, yeah. Then I kind of cheated and I looked and maybe it was too early for Vick. He took off in 04, I think.
The answer was best NFL player? Michael Vick.
Really? Wow. Was he at 03?
Michael Vick.
I was saying this, that Michael Vick, I remember when he came out, like he being one of the few athletes I've ever seen, and I went, all right, the game has changed forever.
People were obsessed with him, and it was hard not to be. He was busting off these 60-yard touchdown runs and, like, reversing direction.
So
and
believe it or not, so we played the Atlanta Falcons 2001, the year we won our first Super Bowl, and, mm-hmm. and this game goes under the radar, but we were playing the Atlanta Falcons, who the quarterback at the time was what was his name?
Chandler.
Yeah.
Chris Chandler, and his nickname was, we called him Chris Chandelier. Because when you hit him, we blitzed like we've never blitzed. We sacked their quarterbacks eventually by the end of the game was 9 times. Chris Chandler, we sacked 7 times. After the 7th sack, they put in Mike Vick, the rookie.
Yeah.
Mike Vick started running all over us, and I was like, holy crap. The kid was unbelievable, up close and personal. So that was his coming out party, was that game against us in the second half. But yeah. We'd already built up a big lead. It didn't matter. But then he went on to be just one of the, you know, from an athletic standpoint, one of the best athletic quarterbacks we'd ever seen.
They weren't supposed to do that. Quarterbacks were not supposed to do that. I'm trying to think of another athlete where I've seen play and I've been like, well, you've changed the game.
It's kind of like Bo Jackson, but you got to go way back. I mean,
yeah, the only one I can think it's close right now is when I see Webb and Yama. I think that he's such a freak and that he's a player that is so large that can do everything mm-hmm. that he may have changed the game.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But that's about it.
Best NBA player along the best lines of
2003.
There you go. Tim Duncan.
Tim
Duncan. Best male golfer.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, best female tennis player.
Serena
Williams. Yes, let's see. Best MLB player.
Ooh, 2003.
Were the Roids a big deal back then?
A-Rod. Was that
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds. That's right.
There you go, Barry Bonds. So, some highlights from that event. But the 2003 ESPYs I got to go to. I got to meet so many fascinating people.
Plus, you're a California guy. I was going back home,
and I loved it. Yeah, just I was from Carlsbad, just a couple hours south of there. So yeah, it was beautiful. It was fun time. Just meeting all those stars was really really cool.
That's cool. What is it like to hang out with Brady like back then? Because he's obviously different now, and he changed over the years.
A little bit more. I think the wall wasn't up quite yet.
Okay,
and just more of a normal dude.
Yeah.
Even though he liked to kind of rub elbows with the celebrities, he was still, I think, a little bit more grounded then.
Yeah.
Impersonable and approachable. Yeah, but I think it's a different story now, right?
When did he move on from Tara Reid? I'm trying to remember the timelines. Was that before they won their first championship, or was, I think it was after, right? He'd won one.
It was
one.
After. Okay. So we won it in 01, and I feel like 02, it was, yeah. So, I mean, I don't remember Tara Reid being at the ESPYs, though, that was still calendar year 04,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
she seemed like fun, though.
She was a good time, man. We hung out with her. She came to a Red Sox game. So the story goes, I remember we played the Chargers in San Diego, mm-hmm. and she was, you know, she was literally the last person waiting on the, like, outside the team buses and, like, waving to us as we were leaving. And then we hung out with her at a Red Sox game, right? Yeah. And she was awesome. She was so fun. I mean, hammered, totally hammered, but a good time. So
sure,
yeah, yeah. And then, you met Bridget Monahan. It was I hung out with her a couple times. I'd rather talk to that table, be honest with you. Not the funnest, not the real most engaging person ever.
Sure, so. I mean,
I'd rather Tara Reid, way more fun to hang out with.
Oh, I could totally
way
see
more
that.
Fun.
I could totally
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bridget Wall was up, baby.
Yeah,
and she was, you know, too cool for school.
Tara,
shoot, yeah, please, let's go.
She's like that woman for the 40-year-old virgin. I want some French. I could just see her just being sloppy and fun.
Man. Good times.
I thought that was what Tom Brady should have done when him and Giselle broke up. It's like, you know what? You want respect is like going back to being every man mm-hmm. yeah. and all that. Go back to your roots, baby. Find out what Tara Reid's up to, and you guys go off into the sunset.
He might be. Didn't he date like Alex Earl, and now like she's making the rounds all summer? I mean, he's who knows what time.
I don't know what's going on. He's gotten weirder over the years, and I think if he went back to Tara Reid, we'd all be like, yeah, he's back. Our guy is back. That would be
like
nice.
LeBron, going back to Cleveland. Right, go back to your roots.
Going back to your roots of sloppy Tara Reid. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next.